age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power, models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
In the first service, God's servant, my mother in the house, Pastor Nike Adulodu, ministered on a topic she titled The King's Business. I'd like you to please obtain that CD, that tape. It will do you a lot of good. We are in the month of evangelism. It is time for us to go out, not just for this month alone, but throughout our lives. Look for souls, find them, and bring them into the house of the Lord. And this morning, I want to minister on what I've titled Channels of Power. Channels of Power. Luke chapter number 10, I'll read from verses 1 to 20. Luke chapter 10, verse number 1 to 20. The word of God says, "And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. Therefore said He unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." Verse number 3. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Verse number 4. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Verse 5. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. Verse number 6. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking, such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Verse number 9. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come near unto you. Verse number 10. But unto whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, Even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come near unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have done you in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 14. But it shall be more terrible for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me, and he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. Verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I decided to read this long passage so that you will read along with me and understand that God is not so much interested in you sitting in His kingdom without doing anything. The heartbeat of God is for you to go out there and then speak to somebody about Him and then bring him down into His kingdom. And that is the heartbeat of God this morning. But I'd like you to understand that we all need power to carry out this assignment. May I start by saying that we all need power for the task before us and the task that is ahead of us. And Jesus said to them, I give unto you power. And that's what he said to the apostles. He said, do not tarry. I mean, he said, tarry here until you receive power. Don't go out until you receive power. So we all need power for the task that is before us. We all need power for the task that is ahead of us. Every defeat you notice in life, every defeat you notice in the life of a man is as a result of power shortage. When you see a Christian that is defeated, when you see a Christian that cannot speak to the lost souls, it is just an evidence of power shortage or no power at all. So we all need power. Where power is lacking, the enemy takes over. Where power is lacking, the enemy takes over. Where power is lacking, the enemy takes control. And this morning, the power of God will be delivered into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, you are here, your comfort zone will be too hot for you. After today's service, you will go out there and speak to somebody about Jesus Christ. If I'm talking about you, can you say louder, amen? Quickly, because of time, let's look at some of the channels of power. Several of them, but I will talk about three because of time, and then we'll pray. Channels of power number one is what we all know, the Word. The Word of God is a channel of power. What Jesus gave to the disciples was the Word. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, the Word of God says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who saith to him, what doest thou? So the Word of God is pregnant with power. The Word of God is full with power. The Word of God has enough, more than enough power for every one of us. Everyone seated here today, we cannot exhaust the power that is in the Word of God. We cannot exhaust. It cannot be exhausted. There is more than enough power in the Word of God. The Word of God is pregnant with power, and anyone that is in touch with the Word will be in touch with power. If you are in touch constantly with the Word of God, you will be constantly exhibiting and demonstrating power. We all need power, sir. And power guarantees change. Power guarantees success. Power guarantees progress. When you are endued with power, it becomes easy for you to speak to those who are lost, irrespective of who they are. They can be babalawos of this world. They can be the habanis of this world. When you carry power, you are able to speak to them. You are able to talk to them about Jesus. In fact, when they see you, they will respect you. Why? Not because of who you are, but because of the power that you carry on you. Somebody say, I need power. I can't hear you. I need power. So what Jesus gave to them in Luke chapter 10 that we read verse 17 is power. The Word. If you are empty of God's Word, you are empty of power. If you are empty, hear me this morning. If the Word of God is empty in your life, if you don't have a revelation of God's Word, you will be a disaster out there in the world. If you don't have a rhema, an understanding of God's Word, it will be difficult for you to speak to people about Christ. You need power. I was sharing in Covenant Renewal Service how I was going for evangelism from house to house. And I entered inside the house of an herbalist. The man was sitting down there doing his charms. I said, I bring you good news. And the man said, ah, oh, malaya, ke. Malaya, why? Because of the power of God. You carry power, you speak to anybody. Every man that comes my way in my office, they don't go without hearing the word. A little drop of God's word. A little word about heaven. Word about salvation. It takes power for you to be able to speak. And one of the channels of power is what is the Word of God. The revealed word. Hear me this morning. If you are too busy for God's word, then you are too busy for life. You are too busy. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. The word of God says, that which we have from the beginning. 1 John 1 1. That which we have from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have handled, looked upon. What? The word of life. The word of God is power. The word of God is life. The word of life. You want life, you want power? Please, this is where the power of God lies. The word. The revealed word. The rhema. When you understand God's word, you will not be ashamed to speak. When you understand God's word, you will not be afraid to speak. When you understand God's word, it becomes easy for you to speak. Somebody say, I will understand his word. So any man who is too busy for God's word puts his life in danger. I say to you this morning as a way of advice, study the word of God as a matter of necessity, not activity. Please study. Study God's word as a matter of necessity, not activity. We have so many activity Christians today. Number two, channel of power is the anointing. Today happens to be an anointing service. Psalm 105 verse 12. Psalm 105, verse number 12. I'll read from verses 12 to verse number 15. Psalm 105, verse number 12 to verse number 15. The word of God says, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it. Verse 13, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. Verse 14. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You need the anointing of God, sir, in this end time season. And this time where men are afraid to go out and come back late at night, you need God's anointing. Every man anointed carries the seal of divine untouchability. You need God's anointing. You need the anointing of God upon your life. Hear me, even in ministering, even in evangelism, there are people out there who will be hostile to you. And so you need to carry the anointing. I was ministering one time and then I spoke to a particular sister who happened to be from the Muslim background and Islam. She came and I spoke to her and she gave her life to Christ. And she said to me, sir, this good news that you have told me about, that I'm enjoying, can you please come and speak to my brother? My brother doesn't want to hear anything called Jesus Christ. I don't know how to talk to him. I've been hiding coming to church. Can you help me? And I followed her to Adama Simba. Then met with the brother. Began to speak about Jesus to this hung Muslim brother or boy or man. And I was talking. And then he brought some verses from the Quran. And then I was explaining to him what the Bible meant. What he was talking about is different from what the Bible. And then he began to see the truth. He began to, and then he got to a level when he knew he could no longer challenge me using the Quran. And then he decided to, to do a thing. He decided to fight. Became mad. And I said to him, I said, I bring you good news. I bring you the word of peace. I didn't come here to fight with you. I came here to show you the truth from the scriptures. You need the anointing. You've seen issues in the Bible. Instances, scenarios of the apostles and the disciples, how they suffered for preaching Christ. You don't go out there with that power, sir. Our mother made it very clear in the first service, talking about power. You don't go out there without power. Preaching Christ has to do with power. And that's why Jesus said to his disciples, tarry here, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, until ye are endued with power. Don't step out of this place. Because if you try it, you will be destroyed. So you need the anointing. The anointing of God is also a tool for protection and preservation of God's people. Hear me, sir. We live in a wicked world. Therefore, it is needful we don't live a careless life. And also, ensure that our lives remain under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You remember King David in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. King David was anointed. And from the day he was anointed, he became untouchable by the enemy. Because of the anointing, Saul tried to kill David. I was looking at the scriptures of how many times Saul tried to kill David on 12 different occasions. But because of the anointing, David escaped. You remember also, David had an opportunity to kill Saul. He said, how will I touch his anointed, the anointing? When you carry the anointing upon your life, it becomes difficult for the enemy to touch you out there. There are wolves in the world. And these are the people that God has asked us to go and minister to. You need an anointing from the Holy Ghost. You need an anointing from the throne of grace. To be able to speak without fear. To be able to speak without being harassed. To be able to speak without being molested. You need the anointing. Anointed people, they don't die anyhow. Anointed people don't get defeated in the hands of the enemy. Anointed people, they are too precious to be wasted by the enemy. Can I pray for somebody this afternoon? You won't be wasted. In the name of Jesus. You are too precious, sir. No power has the permission to touch you because of the anointing. When you are anointed, you carry God's presence. Acts chapter 10, my father talked about this scripture in the first service. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who did what? Who went about after the anointing? Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. The anointing. After anointed, he went out to preach. He received power and then went out to preach. The apostles, after they received the anointing, the power, they went out to preach. You also need the anointing to be able to go out to preach. And today, that anointing will come upon you in the precious name of Jesus. Number three channel of power is soul winning. The heart of the matter. Soul winning. Evangelism. Hear me this morning. Soul winners are spiritually powerful. Soul winners. Ask any soul winner today. He will tell you testimonies of the greatness of God. Soul winners. Ask any evangelist today. He will tell you, ask me, I will tell you several testimonies of how God wrought his power through our hands. When you go out for souls, you become powerful. You are no longer ordinary. You want power? Then go and speak to somebody out there. You want power? Go and pray for somebody out there. You want power? Then go and evangelize. Soul winners are spiritually powerful. From the time you decide to win a soul for Christ, or find the lost, power is given. And that's what Jesus said to them in the Sita Willet. He said, I give unto you power. Not power to go and be doing shakara. Not power to go and boast. Not power to go and show my neighbor. But power to go and minister. Heal the sick. Deliver those who are in the captivity of the enemy. That is the reason why God is giving you the power. Not to go and tell them that you have arrived. In Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. Matthew 28 verse 19. The word of God says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the great command. That is the heartbeat of God, like we were told in the first service. The heartbeat of God. Those he commissions, he empowers. Verse 20. Those he commissions, he empowers. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Those he commissions, he empowers. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. The word of God says, and they went forth. Mark 16, 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Signs follow those who go out to preach. Signs follow those who evangelize. Signs follow those who speak to people about the kingdom of God. When you are commissioned, God empowers you. And God has commissioned every one of us. You have been empowered. Please go out there and speak. There are souls, there are destinies that are waiting to hear God. There are souls, there are destinies that are in the captivity of the enemy. They are waiting for somebody to come and speak. There are destinies that are tied to you, that until you speak to them, they might never see the light. There are destinies that God has attached to your life. Until you speak to them, they might never see the light. There are people here sitting this morning. In your family, your brothers are not born again. In your family, your sisters are not born again. In your neighborhood, there are people who are not born again. How many of them have you spoken to about Christ? How many of them? Most of us Christians, we are too selfish to effort. Speak to somebody. There is power in evangelism. There is power. Soul savers have God's backing. They are carriers of God's presence. God works with people who have delight in winning souls. God likes working with people like that, whose interest is his own interest. And what is the interest of God? The interest of God is in soul winning. When you go out to win souls, God protects your interests. Now, as I begin to round off, let's look at some few reasons why God gives power to soul winners. Reason number one, because it is his heartbeat. You'll be hearing heartbeats over and over again throughout this month. Because it is the heartbeat of God. Luke chapter 15, verse 4 to 7, the anchor scripture. Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 7. Luke 15, 4 to 7. Luke 15, 4 to 7. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Verse number 6. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Verse 7. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And I remember saying, and I want to say it again, that heaven is not rejoicing over you. Every one of you that you are sitting here this morning, heaven has rejoiced over your matter. Heaven rejoices over one soul that gives his life to Christ more than the 99 of us that is seated this morning. Just one soul brings rejoicing in heaven. One, just one. One soul gives his or her life to Christ, heaven celebrates. Great party happens in heaven. I imagine how God and Jesus will be dancing because of one soul. I imagine how the angels will be bowing down their heads. I imagine how the 24 elders will bow down before the Almighty and say, "Ah, thank you, Lord. One has been added. One." So there is great heaven. Your gathering here today did not bring rejoicing to heaven. No. He said, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than the 99 of us that needs no repentance." You don't need, most of us here who are born again, you are genuinely born again, you don't need any repentance anymore. So heaven, when it comes to salvation, heaven rejoices over that one person, that sinner that gives a life to Christ, more than the 99 of us that is seated here that needs no repentance. Now you begin to ask yourself, how many people around me are not yet born again? How many people around my family are not yet born again? You have two, you have three, you have four people in your family. Heaven rejoices over one person if four give their life to Christ under you. The things of God is just like marketing. Just like marketing. You make more progress when there is duplication. How many of you do online business here? Genuine, not Yahoo, not Yahoo Plus. You do online business. I see the father of online business there at the bar smiling. You do online business. He's the father of online business. You understand that for you to make more money, there must be duplication. And everything that happens here on earth is just an example of heaven. If one soul comes to heaven through you, one star. That one soul also multiplies. Maybe that one soul gets like 10, 15. You don't know, you are like a major in heaven. A lieutenant. A field marshal. You come to heaven and then you see Brother John. And Brother John is celebrating you. "Oh, thank you for Brother Kunle. It was because of Brother Kunle. Can you see what you did to me? Can you see this 10%? Can you see Shola? Can you see Oladimeji? Can you see Taufik? Can you see Bidini?" Soul winning is the heartbeat of God. You want to make more progress? Go for more souls. You want to have a big mansion in heaven? Go for more souls. There are so many people, Christians, who will be gate men. Somebody say, "Thank God I even made it to be a gate man." In Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, God said to Ezekiel, "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live." That is the heartbeat of God. Somebody say, "I will go for souls." So God is not interested in the death of any sinner. He wants them to come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Number two reason why God gives power: because the powers holding sinners in captivity are powerful and needs a stronger power. The powers holding them down are too powerful. They don't want to let them go. Satan, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, is referred to as the god of this world. Small g, the god of this world. He is in charge of this world. He has strategies. He is powerful when it comes to his own terrain. And so God knew, and God decided for my people to go and deliver them, they need power. Power that is stronger than the power of the devil. And that's why you need power. You need power, sir. For the devil has blindfolded the minds of so many people, making it difficult for them to give their lives to Christ. But when you carry power, you are able to break through the camp of the enemy. You are able to break through. You are able to remove the veil. You are able to unveil the light to them. You are able to speak, and your words that you speak to them, your word does not fall to the ground. It comes with power. Why? Because God's backing is with you. And signs follow those who minister, who speak, who evangelize to God. So there is a God of this world. Satan has the methods with unbelievers. He wants to keep them from hearing the good news. But with you, you can deliver them with the power of God at your disposal. Somebody say, "I hear." Somebody say, "I will go." Number three reason You need power to deliver sinners from the agony waiting for them in hell. Psalm 9 verse 17. Psalm 9 verse 17. The word of God says, the wicked shall be torn into hell, and all the nations that forget God. How many sinners and unbelievers are around you that you have not taken time to speak to? You are pushing them to hell. You are pushing them directly or indirectly. You are helping them to go to hell. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to be silent until the end comes? Won't you regret when the end comes and you make heaven and those that you are supposed to talk to go to hell? You remember what the rich man said to Abraham in hell? He said to Abraham, please talk to Lazarus in Luke. In Luke chapter 16 verse 24. Luke 16 24. The rich man cried to Abraham. He said, talk to Lazarus to please. I am thirsty. I am being tormented in hell. I just need a drip of water. Just a drop. I am too thirsty. And I said to people, most of us, when we get to heaven, though we are enjoying ourselves, but we may never have rest in heaven. You know why? Because the brother Luke man that you were supposed to talk to about Christ, that you refuse to talk to about Christ, will be lamenting and crying in hell. If the rich man could speak, if the rich man's voice could be heard, then that means the voices of so many people that you refuse to talk to about Christ, those voices will still be crying and you will hear them. Though you are rejoicing in heaven, but you will be living in regret all the days of your life because you will be lamenting, if I have known. Remember, the Bible says, those that we speak to about Christ, their blood is off our heads. But those that we did not speak to about Christ, their blood is on our heads. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? Somebody say, I receive grace to go and speak. I receive the anointing to go and speak. So God's intention for hell was not made for man initially. It was for the devil and for his agents. But the devil does not want to go there alone. His time is very short. And he's walking. You want to hear one truth this morning? The devil is walking with his angels. They are walking more than we Christians. They are well organized. They have good strategies. We are not organized. And when you talk about organization, it comes from God. But the devil stole it from us Christians. We are not organized. Why? Because there is no punishment for you. The devil will deal with his agent, anyone that fails to carry out instruction. But God is too lenient. That's why most of us, we are handling his things with levity. But hear me. The Father will make heaven. Most of us will be regretting all the days of our life. Because your father that you did not talk to about Christ is in hell, God forbid. Because your mother, because your brothers, because your sister that you refuse to talk about Christ will be in hell. And so you are in heaven rejoicing, but there is a voice crying against you from hell. Somebody say, I receive grace this morning. Say, I receive grace this morning. Let me just mention this one in passing and I close. Number four, because soul winning is about power demonstration and not power explanation. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Our mommy did so much justice to all these ones. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And that's why Jesus received the anointing in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, word of God says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the end of the earth. Why power? Because evangelism, preaching about Christ, is not about power explanation. You don't go there to explain. It's about power demonstration. Because at times you meet some things that is bigger than you. But when you carry power, it can never be bigger than God. Can we rise up on our feet this morning? Can you lift up your hands to God? One prayer point. Just lift up and say, Holy Spirit. Will you pray it louder? Say after me, Holy Spirit, empower me to preach your word to the world. Can you open your mouth and begin to pray? You need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit this morning. We need it. We need it. Empower me to preach your word to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.